few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, guess what? This is episode 2100 of Side Hustle School. Welcome, listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this project. I so enjoy making the show for you every single day. And I've got a really fun listener question today. It's a bit of a listener story, actually, by way of a question. And this is a guy who has been reselling Peloton bikes, buying and reselling Peloton bikes for a good profit. Did you know, in fact, there was such a thing as the pandemic Peloton? This refers to the many, many people who purchased Pelotons and probably lots of other workout equipment too during the early days of the pandemic, especially in places that had extended lockdowns or other hardcore restrictions. They're like, I'm going to get a Peloton and use it every day. And no doubt some people did, but lots of other people got that bike and then just kind of stopped using it. So there were a lot of Pelotons sitting around for a while, even as demand continued to be high. So this caller, today's caller, Mike, took advantage of this. As I said, he's got a story for us. He's also trying to figure out what comes next. So quick shout out to our sponsors. I appreciate them as well. And then we'll hear from Mike.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Chris, it's Mike from Chicago. Thanks so much for the show. I started buying and reselling Pelotons during the pandemic, and it worked really well. There was a time when people would pay higher than retail, even for a used bike. Then, of course, the price went in the other direction when there was a lot more sellers. On average, I made $250 per bike, and I could move several of them a week. It was fun. I backed off because the situation is different now, but I want to keep doing some version of this idea. Do you think it's best for me to wait for another opportunity like I found with used Peloton bikes, or more proactively search for something that I can sell in any market? If I knew something big was coming, I'd rather wait, but of course there's no way of knowing for sure.
Hey Mike, congratulations. This is so great. You clearly hit on a classic arbitrage opportunity when so many people wanted Pelotons and they were in short supply. Probably a lot of people thought about this, but you actually took action. So good for you. I always think that's key. You know, so many people have ideas, but the follow through, the execution, the implementation, that's everything. So good work. And now for your question. Well, you know, the Peloton thing is definitely one of those stories that can be told a long time from now, because it's not every day that a global pandemic creates a worldwide supply chain crisis, an upending of supply and demand for certain products. You know, lots of factors there that made that possible. So I worry if you keep waiting for an opportunity like that, you might be waiting a while. Much better, in my opinion, to apply these skills to selling something that's evergreen and not seasonal, even if the profit margin is lower. You know, you might not make $250, you know, over and over and over. In the notes we have from Mike, he said something about selling 75 bikes in a short period of time. So that doesn't come around all the time, but you know, even if the profit margin is lower, there's lots of other stuff you can resell, and you've acquired these skills. Like you have acquired these skills, you've become familiar with how to write the listings on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or wherever you're selling them. You've learned how to work with buyers, you know, how to like optimize the communication, encourage them to post reviews, you know, photography, I assume, like copywriting, all that kind of stuff. So these skills can be applied to lots of markets. So in short, I would not wait for the next magical opportunity. I would go out and find opportunities. And I know that those opportunities are out there. I mean, we talk about them all the time on the show with people who are entering different markets and applying these kinds of skills. So that's what I would do, Mike. But mostly good work. You are an inspiration to me and undoubtedly some of our listeners as well. Now, listeners, if you've got a question or if you're trying to figure out your next steps in the side hustle, small business, entrepreneurship world, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can send me a note from there. And of course, we have a new episode coming out every single day. Hope you'll subscribe, follow. It's all completely free. I make it for you, and I hope you'll continue to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.